This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. It is Wednesday. This is my last show of the week, so we are going to make it count. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to save stuff for later. This is the time. And that means I do think, Jared, that even though I have all sorts of different stories on my desk, all right, we have Elon Musk versus Elizabeth Warren. We have January 6th bombshells to get into. We have updates on Dr. Jill and where she's headed. And also, I have a Ben Affleck story that I really want to discuss. I know that that's the cue for people to shut off their radios, but I think it will be interesting. If you just...
the new Ben Affleck.
Hey, if you just give me a chance to explain myself, okay? But what I have to start with is Joe Biden. He went to a Christmas party last night, and I didn't realize when I called the studio today and asked for these cuts what I was putting Jared and Taylor and Matt through, because this was kind of a whopper, Jared. Would you agree? This was all the greatest hits.
Yeah, this was the Rolling Stones Super Bowl halftime show or something like that. I mean, this was big time.
This was big time, and I was surprised he didn't drop the Amtrak story, which I kind of think was his way of saying, Grace, I'm not going to let you win this bet. We're not going to give you a number 7 time of
Joey Baby
doing the old Joey Baby story. But he did do a lot of things that he does all the time. Here's why it's weird. So Joe and Jill went up a hill. No, Joe and Jill decided to cancel the White House.
And tripped 3 times on the way up.
He didn't trip. He stumbled, and he's fine. So they decide to cancel the White House Christmas party, and their rationale is obviously because of COVID-19. I actually have a piece out right now in Spectator, and I write down the 3 excuses you can always get away with in the Biden White House. 1, blame Trump. 2, blame global warming or global cooling or climate change or climate change. And 3, blame COVID-19.
So I prefer to think that they're canceling the White House Christmas party because they're afraid Let's Go Brandon chants will break out.
Well, if they were going to break out at any party, Jared, then I guess, yeah, that would make sense. But I have a feeling they're only inviting people who are Team Brandon, to put it mildly. So Joe and Jill decide to cancel this, and it really hurts them, you know, because they love Christmas. Dr. Jill loves Christmas. It warms her heart. And they're sad. And yet, here's the weird part. They decide to go to a Christmas bash in D.C. put on by the Democratic National Committee right afterwards. And there was about 400 people, 400 beautiful people rubbing elbows in this, you know, venue where I guess some of it was outside, but where Joe Biden was speaking was not outside, where Kamala Harris was speaking was not outside, where Jill Biden was, you know, standing next to her husband with her mask on was not outside. So I don't understand why one party had to be canceled if he was just going to go to this other party. I'm almost thinking he just didn't want to throw it. Maybe he's a little bit of a lazy host is my guess there. But he goes to this party and it goes off the rails because he's using all of these opportunities to talk about Build Back Better, Bagel Back, Backstreet Boys. And sometimes it's just not, it doesn't fit.
Bagel,
you know what
back
I mean?
Better.
You know what he's like, Jared? He's like a friend who you invite to something and they start trying to sell you on like a timeshare, or they start trying to get you involved in their, you know, pyramid scheme business. And it's like, hey, by the way, you look great, but do you notice those wrinkles around your eyes? I have something that could fix that. And you're
hey,
like,
man,
oh, dude.
I recruited 2 guys. All you have to do is recruit 2 people. Then they recruit 2 people. It's perfect. It's easy. You can do it from home.
And everyone's like, I'm just trying to watch the football game. Will you shut up? That is Joe Biden. You invite him to a Christmas party. He starts screaming at everyone about health care and grandmas falling off the porch and McDonald's parking lots.
Loud noises!
He just keeps going and going. And I keep thinking to myself, all I keep envisioning is the people there and their, you know, the ladies there and their little red and green sequins Christmas dresses, holding on to their vodka sodas, looking at him and going, okay, like,
why are you yelling at me?
Why are you yelling? Could he maybe just come off the stage? And, you know, he can't just get up and say, this is what Trump used to do. If you ever went to any of those Christmas parties, or if you ever watched any of them, he would just, you know, come down, wish everyone a Merry Christmas. That's not Joe Biden's style. He's like, I am here to make a statement, whether it's good or bad, confusing or coherent. I'm going to leave my mark on this damn Christmas party.
What are you tackling that, fatty? Too much pie, that's your problem.
He's like the worst guest of all time. So let's go through these. It's pretty hilarious. I want to start. He had quite the introduction from a very good friend of his, another very old politician, Nancy Pelosi. She got up and she reminded us all that we are so lucky. You know, right now, Joe Biden's at a 70% disapproval because of inflation on that specific subject, not overall. I think he's at like 40. I think his approval rating is like 43%. But his disapproval over inflation, according to a recent poll, is around 70%. Now, that says to me that 70% of Americans don't understand how lucky we are. They don't understand how awesome things are and how inflation, according to CNN, is actually a good thing for people. Hopefully, they'll catch up before 2022. But Nancy Pelosi is here to just reiterate the fact that we're watching greatness unfold. Cut one.
And Mr. President, it is an honor and, of course, a pleasure to be here at this time of challenge and with the coronavirus, financial insecurity for families, national disasters, and more. Our country could not be better served than with this most experienced, capable hands than yours, President Biden.
Two things about that cut. One is that it sounds like she's about to say our country could not be, and I was about to fill it in for her, in worse shape. She goes through a list of things that are going wrong, and then she says, our country could, we're in good hands. The obvious, if you were playing Mad Libs here, which is very fun to do when Nancy Pelosi speaks, the obvious fill-in there is our country could not be in worse shape right now. But she fills it in with, you know, we're in such capable hands. By the way, does anyone notice how Pelosi and Biden have the same tactic of talking really fast in certain parts so you can't really make out the words, but you're just supposed to trust that they got the word right? Like, listen to when she starts going and the momentum of the sentence just gets away from her. Let's hear it one more time.
And Mr. President, it is an honor and, of course, a pleasure to be here at this time of challenge and with the coronavirus, financial insecurity for families, national disasters, and more. Our country could not be better served than with this most experienced, capable hands than yours, President Biden.
Okay, sure. The alternate universe she's living in seems lovely.
Sure, Jan.
Yeah. Okay, Nance. That's good. And then my favorite one is cut two from Nancy Pelosi.
He's just perfect. The timing couldn't be better. And Madam Vice President, we're inspired by your work for the people as you continue to be an invaluable partner to President Biden.
He's just perfect?
Practically perfect in every way.
That's a bit of a stretch, even for Nancy.
What's that about?
And then Joe does come out, and he first has to give a nod to Jill, who is an amazing first lady. Cut four, please.
And Jill, the amazing first lady, I don't know how she does it. I can't keep up with her.
Everyone's just standing there going, oh, we're off to a good start.
I'm pretty sure first lady is the new villain in the new Star Wars movie.
Can I hear that one more time?
And Jill, the amazing first lady, I don't know how she does it. I can't keep up with her.
Fact check true. He cannot keep up with her for a variety of reasons, which
she
I won't get into.
Say Broadway!
Now, before we go to break here, and we have so many of these cuts, they're really, I know sometimes people get mad when we play these, but these are actually very, very fun to listen to because he's all over the place. And this, and the context matters, as Jen Psaki once told me 400 million times. Context matters. And the context of this guy being at a Christmas party and just being the biggest downer at this Christmas party and not making any sense is pretty amusing to me. But before we go to the break, I do want to play one more here. Joe, you would think that Joe would have a lot of regrets, you know, after everything that's happened. There's been some things, you know, experts and critics, people in the peanut gallery like myself, tend to believe Joe Biden could have executed better. I'm sure something comes to mind for all of you at home. For me, it's Afghanistan. Seemed like that could have been handled in a better way. But to Joe, he's a very reflective guy. You know, he has a lot of self-awareness and he's thinking of other things too. And he's thinking, you know, what are my regrets? You know, he's about 11 months in. What are my regrets so far as president? And he has one. He has a big one. Cut five.
I have to admit to you, I have one serious regret. And we talked about this, Jill and I, and so did we talk with the vice president and the first gentleman. I had hoped by now each one of you who have helped us get to where we are would have had full access to the White House. I mean that sincerely.
His serious regret this far in is that he's not hosting a White House cocktail Christmas party for these people.
Was he talking to the White House press corps? Who was he talking to about? He's sorry for the people who helped get him in the White House.
And he's being so sincere. You notice that, Jared? He said sincerely a lot last night. I mean it.
In
come
deadly
on, man.
Earnest.
Did he say that?
No, he didn't, but I was just pulling that one back out.
I was hoping he would drop my word as a Biden. But yeah, that's his biggest regret. Like, does anyone have a list they want to give to Biden of other things he should be regretting at this point?
I mean,
this is not on my top five.
13 dead people was bad, but you know, I wanted you all here for some eggnog.
Well, Jared, you know, in my opinion, he really did try to play the blame game. You know, the buck stops here. I'm talking about here with us, anyone listening. We are always at fault. Whether Trump's president, Biden's president, you are the one to blame. If you're listening to this show right now and you're even semi-enjoying it, I'm warning you that it is all your fault. And guess what? That regret that Joe Biden has about not being able to have people at the White House for a Christmas party, that's your fault too. Cut six.
We had all kinds of plans. We thought we were going to be in a position because of the change. We hoped if people had moved on to getting all their vaccines, we would have been in a position to change the way in which this takes place. But next year and this year before it's over in the White House.
This year before it's over. Well, okay, so first of all, it's all our fault. You know, it's the people who haven't gotten vaccinated. I've got vaccinated, actually. I've been vaccinated. So it's not my fault. I didn't ruin Christmas for all of those beautiful people. But if you're at home and you haven't been vaccinated, shame on you. You ruined Joe Biden's Christmas. You ruined that party.
There's not enough of the year left for the vaccines to take full efficacy after you get the shot, Joe.
I don't even think he understands how close we are to the end of the year, obviously. He's going to have to...
He doesn't even understand we're in a year.
Jared, he's going to have to whip together this second party real quick. Tell Dr. Jilly Bean to, you know, get ready because this is going to be a quick turnaround.
Call up some of them poor moms at McDonald's and have them order some nuggets.
Oh, good tease. When we come back, Joe Biden once again is talking about people who are getting their Wi-Fi in the McDonald's parking lot. We will go back to that when we return. Eden Pure has done it again. The 3-pack for the Thunderstorm air purifier is back. One listener wrote, I already own 2 and I bought another from my brother because of his sinuses. He called to thank me and told me he had a noticeable improvement almost from the moment he turned it on. Yeah, this is a great product whether you have allergies or you cook a lot and you want to get rid of some of those smells, or if you're just in an office at work that doesn't have windows that can open, this is a great way to keep the air flowing. Jared, I know you love the Thunderstorm in your basement.
Yeah, I use it down there because, you know, your basement gets damp and I have an oil burner and sometimes you just kind of get that musty or oily smell. So all you have to do is plug in the Thunderstorm unit, you turn it on, and within minutes it starts sending out the ions, which ionizes the air, and that creates a super oxygen, and that super oxygen is what gets rid of odors, allergens, pollutants, even some viruses, stuff that you don't want to be breathing in or smelling.
Yeah, and Jared just described it really well, and it might sound like it's a lot of work, but it's not a lot of work for you, because the best part is you don't have to replace any air filters. It's small. It's easy to use. You just plug it in, and it's silent. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Click my name and use code word GRACE3. All orders will be shipped before Christmas. All right, we're going to keep rolling with this. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. And also, I have a new theory on the White House saboteur, and I will describe that for you when we return. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It's 844-500-4242. All right, so Joe Biden's at this Christmas party hosted by the DNC. There's about 400 people there, including Vice President Kamala Harris, her husband, Doug.
Doug.
It was a real who's who of fabulous people. Dr. Jill was also there, and I am going to get into the McDonald's anecdote that Joe likes to say. He's got a lot of people he's worried about. He's always worried about these, like, fictional people. He must have heard something on a, you know, from someone that this occurred, and he keeps retelling the story over and over again. But he added a few new characters this time, which was fun for us. But I wanted to go to one thing here, and that is Dr. Jill, because he's inviting her onto the stage, and he uses a word to describe her, and it's made me really question my saboteur theory. Cut 19, please, Jared.
I just said to Jill, you guys should have walked up the stage. She said, you were so scintillating. Yeah, can you? What do you think? Yeah? All right, anyway.
Now, here's my question, and I want people to weigh in on this. That is his choice of word. That is, he decided, I'm going to say scintillating. I'm starting to think that we shouldn't be blaming a saboteur in the White House for putting these words in, like Galapagos and Nobel laureates. And maybe we should look at Joe and say, are you adding these in willy-nilly? Because it seems like he's addicted to saying words that are far too complex for him to pronounce. In fact, This just came across my desk. The New York Times, the gray lady, has a columnist who is begging Biden not to run for president, not to run for re-election, and calls him alarmingly incoherent. The New York Times. I'm being deadly earnest. I'm looking at it right now. Now, he also does tell this story that's one of his favorites. It's about McDonald's. I don't know what it is about this one. Let's play cut 7, please.
Never again are you going to have to sit out in front of a McDonald's in a parking lot to be able to tap into their internet so you can do your homework. Look, this is the United States of America, for God's sake.
Now, I had noticed that it's like a comedian, you know, sometimes they have the same jokes they tell over and over again, but they try to mix up the way they say it. He says this almost word for word every single time the same way. We have a little compilation here of some of his McDonald's moments. This is cut 21, Jared, on the other cut sheet.
Gone the days when you have to pull up to a McDonald's and sit in a parking lot with your child to do their homework. How many times you see people pulling up to McDonald's sitting outside? How many people do you see out in McDonald's parking lots with their kids in their cars because they get access to the internet? How many people do you see out in McDonald's parking lots with their kids in their cars because they get access to the internet to be able to help the kid in school? What are we doing? This is the United States of America, damn it.
You think he likes telling that story? I have a feeling he does. Wait till you hear the other story. This involves a grandma, a front porch, and just so much weirdness. I can't even describe it. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. You know, now's the time of the year where everyone's gathering for Christmas parties, having fun. Everyone gets excited, you know, especially office parties. You get to, you know, have a drink on the boss. Maybe you get a little drink card ticket, or maybe it's an open bar, but it's always fun. This party that Joe Biden was at did not seem, at least, like it was all that fun. He kind of brought the vibe down a bit. And it's weird because he's usually very positive. In fact, today I saw a video of him being asked about the 800,000 deaths from COVID and why we haven't done more to get China to be honest about the origins of the virus. And he gave that 1,000-watt smile, laughed, and waved at the reporter and walked away. So normally he's in a pretty good mood. I don't know what came over him at this holiday party. I don't know if he's, you know, if he's cranky for some reason, but it was a bit strange. So let's go back to this. And I really do want to talk about the Build Back Better program, because as much as he's been describing it and he talks about it all the time, I'm still not 1,000% sure what this bill is doing. Like, it seems like if they pass this social welfare spending scam, that all of our problems are going to be solved. Like, this bill is, you know, Obama once talked about a magical wand, and I think actually the energy secretary used that phrase as well at some point. This bill feels magical. What this thing will be capable of doing surpasses anything I've ever seen. And here's an example, okay? He tells the McDonald's anecdote about parents having to get Wi-Fi at McDonald's, which we've all heard that 400 times now, so we understand. And now he's talking about grandmas. And this one was a little bit trickier for me to wrap my head around. Cut 8.
So, you know, so grandmom can walk out without having, out of her porch without worrying about falling, can take care of herself, can be left alone.
This feels like
I've
one of those.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah, it feels like one of those commercials where they have the little necklace and they press the button. What is Build Back Better going to get us all those necklaces for the old people? I don't understand why it's Joe Biden's job to make sure grandma doesn't fall off the porch.
We need you.
I didn't even think of that. Now, listen to Cut 9, because this is the same kind of story here. Cut 9.
My plan is simple. We're going to make sure we take care of mom. We're going to take care of the child. You and those of you in the sandwich generation, you're dealing with both.
I don't think that anyone feels confident that Joe Biden is going to take care of them. I don't think he could tell you what state he is in. I don't think I've seen him struggle to get up a flight of stairs. And now he's telling us he's going to take care of us. And furthermore, why is it his job? Why is it the government's job to take care of everyone? That's not what they're here to do. They're not here to help you. They should just get out of our way. Get out of the way. And instead he's like, I'm going to do everything. How about you start small? Let's start very, very small, Joe. Let's work on the inflation situation, okay? And then we'll worry about the grandmas falling off the porches. It feels to me like we should just bite off enough that we can chew it. And you're going a little too big, too big picture. We need you to focus on the small picture stuff right now. Jim, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Grace, Howie, forgive me, but I used to listen to Don Imus all the time, and he had a regular guest on there called Joe Biden. He was a senator from Delaware. And I always kind of thought the guy was sort of a boob, but he was coherent, and he had a sense of humor, and he could put sentences together. He could talk about sports and issues of the day. This guy in the White House bears no resemblance to that Joe Biden. There's obviously a decline there. And if people can't see it, they're just delusional. What are we going to do?
Biden's losing it.
You're absolutely right. And actually, Brett Stevens from the New York Times, in a piece that's headlined, "Biden should not run again and he should say he won't." Stevens, who's a very strong critic of Trump, argued that Biden's age, as well as his seemingly uneven cognitive state, needed to be candidly discussed because it wasn't healthy for him, his office, the Democratic Party, or the country to remain in limbo about what to do if he decides not to run. In other words, you know, just rip it off like a Band-Aid. Tell us now so at least we can figure out what we're going to do next. But instead, Biden's like, oh, no, don't count me out just yet. Don't count me out just yet. And the other thing is, Jim, and I'm always very careful about how I say this because it's very serious. I understand that dementia is not something to make fun of, and Alzheimer's, these are all very serious diseases. And I've had people pull me aside and say, be very careful when you poke fun at Joe Biden that you walk the line. And I'm just pointing out that he's in charge of everything. And that's why everyone should be scared. He's the leader of the free world. And that's why we need to point out this decline, as Brett Stevens said. It's just the responsible thing to do. And let me assure you, I don't think Brett Stevens and I agree on much. Now, with that being said, what a lot of people say about when you start to decline mentally is that a lot of times you can get very angry because you know what you want to say, but your brain and your mouth can't really get it out in the coherent fashion that you want. So you start yelling. And that is something that Joe Biden has been doing a lot of. I did not expect it at the Christmas party. I thought maybe he would tone down the yelling for the festive night.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. And also, I have something to say. He was very vicious. He was talking about insulin costs. And he starts talking about a mother who's trying to get her daughter insulin for her diabetes. And then he got angry. Cut 11, please, Jared.
Guess what? Imagine being that parent looking at a child who can't get the insulin they need, deprived of her health and your dignity. What do you do? That's outrageous. What the hell are we doing? We're going to make sure that's no more than $35 a month.
I hate to bring this back to my theater background, Jared.
Merry Christmas, jerks!
Merry Christmas, you little jerk. You know I don't like to make myself the story. Don Lemon and I have that in common. We never want to be the story. We just want to report on the news. But I have to say, sometimes when you're doing a cold read in theater, you got to kind of work, you know, you got to go with it right away, and you haven't read it before, and you have to decide where to put the sure. emphasis. You have to decide, like, where am I going to really drill down here? Where am I going to yell? Where am I going to get sad? I've never seen someone pick worse words to emphasize. Like, if you're going to do a fake angry voice, at least do it at the right parts. Listen to the beginning of that. We got to play it from the beginning one more time.
Guess what? Imagine being that parent looking at a child who can't get the insulin they need.
Okay, now stop. Child? That's the word you decide to scream at? Looking at a child! And as we always play here, I think of Vince Vaughn. Why are you yelling at me? If I'm one of the women at that holiday party,
why are you yelling at me?
And the men. I don't know why I keep saying the women. I'm just picturing all these like 50-year-old moonbat women thinking, oh, this is going to be so fun. Joe Biden, our wonderful president who's restored unity and made us so proud and defeat the evil orange man bad. He's going to come to the Christmas party and he's going to spread Christmas cheer. And then he gets up there and he starts screaming about grandmas falling off the porches and people sitting in McDonald's parking lots. And you might be thinking, this took a strange turn. And lastly, and we will move on from this because I want to talk a little bit about Bubba Wallace here. But the last thing I wanted to point out is no matter what situation Joe Biden's in, no matter where the approval rating is, no matter how bad of shape the country is in, you can always count on Joe to have a moment where tough guy Joe comes out and he's back to being lunch bucket Joe, who'll take you behind the gym and he'll tell you something, buddy, you better shut your mouth. Like, he's got that tough guy glimmer in his eyes. And once it happens, it happens. And he's going to say what he's going to say. And so last night, as he's wrapping up this beautiful, real whopper of a speech, after he's done talking about McDonald's and the grandmas and the insulin, he moves to telling Republicans that they should be afraid of 2022 because he's clearly been keeping up with all of the headlines and all of the polls and all of the news. And if you've read anything recently, it's that Republicans have a lot to worry about. People aren't happy with Republicans right now. And so Joe Biden decides that he's going to start bashing Republicans because as the unifier in chief, that is what he does. You know, that's his bread and butter. So let's first play cut 16. He's still talking about the Build Back Bagel Back Backstreet Boys plan. Cut 16.
Look, but each and every time Senate Republicans have blocked the way, they're afraid even just to debate the bills in the United States Senate.
Those damn Republicans.
You know, those Republics, you can't live with them, you can't live without them. Am I right, Jared? But the thing that drives me the craziest is he's calling anyone else afraid. This guy won't step out of his house and do an interview with anyone besides Jimmy Fallon for months on end, and he's going to say Republicans are afraid. He won't talk to anyone without either pre-approved list or a teleprompter in front of him. We've seen more of the back of this guy's head as he's avoiding questions than we have seen of his face. And he's going to say that Republicans are the ones who are afraid. That does not jive with me. I do not think that is true. If anyone's afraid in this, and maybe Joe's not actually afraid, but who's ever in charge, who's ever pulling the strings is incredibly afraid of him opening his mouth. So I don't think he should be talking about debates and, you know, arguments back and forth because he hasn't exactly been very accessible as a president. Let's also play cut 17. He's got a warning for his Republican friends.
I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem.
Who is Bal?
Get ready, Bal.
Get ready, Bal. Is there a Bal out there? I'm going to have to ask Howie. He knows some of these politicians more than I do. Get ready, Bal.
Get ready, Bal.
If I'm Bal, I'm shaking in my boots. I am like Vladimir Putin right now. I'm going, oh, God, please go easy on me, Joe. Have mercy. I can't take your toughness.
I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, Bal.
You heard it here first. Get ready, Bal. And he also...
Oh, tough guy.
He also made a very, very bold prediction. Cut 18.
We have to keep making the case. And if we do, I believe we're going to win. Let me say this again for the president. We're going to win in 2022.
Jared, I need the sure, Jan, one more time.
Did you catch what he said there, too?
Sure, Jan.
Listen to this.
We have to keep making the case. And if we do, I believe we're going to win. Let me say this again for the president.
Let me say this again for the president.
No, I think he was saying for the press.
Oh, okay.
Like for people like yourself.
We have to keep
Jared,
making the case.
It.
And if we do, I believe we're going to win. Let me say this again for the president. We're going to win in 2022.
I think you're right. I was confused there for a minute because he was talking.
Oh, I can't blame you.
Opened his mouth. I was confused.
Jared, I won't hold it against you. It was a scintillating speech. There were ups, there were downs, there were good parts, there were bad parts. I laughed, I cried, I enjoyed it. Thank you, Joe Biden, for really bringing in the Christmas spirit. You know, some people around Christmas time, they want to put up lights around their house. They want to sit down and cozy up by the fire and watch Home Alone. Not me. I just listened to one of those Joe Biden speeches about the Build Back Better plan, and I am feeling Christmas joy. You know that Santa loves turtles. Yes, it's true, especially when they are Phillips chocolate turtles, made with rich, smooth caramel, hand-roasted pecans, cashews, and almonds, topped with that mouth-watering dollop of milk or dark chocolate. I should not be allowed to read this unless I have Phillips chocolate with me because it's not fair. My mouth is now watering. These are the best chocolates you're ever going to have. And I've been getting them since I was little because my mom always used to stop at 818 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester. We'd walk in, we'd all smell the chocolate. My mom would get a ton of boxes for people for Christmas. It's a great way to, give your hostess a little gift or your host without having to bring something they're never going to use. Chocolate's well received. If you place an order online for $100 or more and use code GRACE, you'll save $10 off your purchase. All you have to do is go to phillipschocolate.com, use code GRACE to save $10 on a purchase of at least $100 or more. And it's not just me. I've had people converted. I've had non-chocolate fans realize that they just haven't had the right chocolate. Right, Jared?
Absolutely. And get ready, 781. I'm going to talk about the nougat again. I know you hate that. But they have the softest nougat that I've ever had. And the chocolate is fantastic. It's silky smooth. Again, I was not a chocolate guy, but I have now been converted to Phillips chocolate.
It is that good. And if you are a milk chocolate fan, you cannot go wrong. But if you're a dark chocolate fan, there's nothing bitter about this dark chocolate. I've had the dark and the milk chocolate, and even though I prefer milk, I could eat the dark chocolate easily because it's so delicious and smooth. Make it Phillips chocolate for that perfect holiday sweet treat. That's PhillipsChocolate.com. Use code GRACE at checkout. We'll be right back. We'll take more of your calls, 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Get ready, Val.
I'm ready, but my name's not Val. Today's poll question
it's
is Valerie.
I
don't know what he's talking about. I can't make heads or tails of that speech. It was scintillating. That's the only way I can describe it. Really. Today's poll question is brought to you by Phillips Chocolates, Boston's oldest chocolatier, a tradition that spans four generations. You can purchase them in store or online just in time for the holidays. Go to PhillipsChocolate.com and use code GRACE to save $10 on a purchase of at least $100. Make it Phillips Chocolate for that perfect holiday sweet treat. That's PhillipsChocolate.com and use code GRACE at checkout. I really love the turtles there. They're my all-time favorite, but my mom wanted me to add in here that you also should try the Heavenly Hash. That is out of this world. All right, Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's your favorite Joe Biden story? McDonald's internet, Angelo and Amtrak, or I drove a big rig?
It's got to be Amtrak for me. I mean, I've used that in so many columns, and Joey Baby is a sound cut that I've just grown to love. So it's going to be Amtrak.
Angelo and Amtrak at 45%, good for second place. First place goes to I Drove a Big Rig at 48%.
Oh!
7% for McDonald's internet.
The weird thing about the Big Rig, and the reason this came to mind, is because Politico just decided to do a fact check on that, and it was strange. This is WRAL. Let's do cut 19.
Did President Biden used to drive big semi-trucks? That's what he told a couple students in Minnesota. He was at a college there touring its truck technology area when he said this.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Oh, awesome.
And so I know a little bit about driving big trucks.
Oh, that's great.
But anyway, I only did it for part of a summer.
Oh, okay.
But I got my license to do it.
The Republican National Committee saw that clip and accused him of lying. So we decided to look into this, and the closest thing we found was Biden riding in a tractor trailer in 1973. And by that point, he was already a senator. Biden's mention of working in the summer sounds like another experience he's talked about driving a school bus in the 1960s when he was a student at Syracuse University. You can see Newsweek has written about that quote there. But of course, that's not the same thing as driving a tractor trailer, and we found no evidence that Biden ever drove them as part of his job. And that's why the truth meter rates his claim false.
What? Outrageous! First of all, it's not false, sir, whoever this journalist hack is. It's complicated. Okay? That's number one. We don't ever say anything that Biden has said is false. We always say it's either missing context or it's complicated, in the words of the great Avril Lavigne. So please don't come up in here and try to say Biden is lying. He doesn't even know how to lie. He's got good blood, and it's his word as a Biden. Sure, does he mix up buses and tractor trailers? Yeah. But that's none of your business. Focus on your job, bro. By the way, I love how when Biden's in that interview,
this
Jared,
sound wonky.
And the guy goes, oh, awesome. When he says, I used to drive a tractor trailer. Oh, awesome. The guy in his head is like, huh?
Great story, Grandpa. Could have used a vampire, though. 844-500-4242.
All right. We're talking Bubba Wallace and so much more. We also have Libby Emmons, Woker Joke, and Steve Anzoni all in the next hour. Don't go anywhere.